Welcome to today's Let's Talk Indianola. I'm Andrew Swadner. On today's program, we talk with Joe Gazelle about Heal House in Iowa, working with the homeless population of Indianola and Warren County.
Heal House in Indianola and all of Warren County really seems to be expanding lately. Tell us, everyone who doesn't know, what is Heal House?
Well, Andrew, thanks for having me up here today. I appreciate the time that you're giving us to get the word out a little bit about Heal House. Heal House was formed in 2017, October. A group of individuals, six of us, noted a problem in Indianola and Warren County, and it pertains to homeless and disadvantaged people. So we decided to grab the reins a little bit and see if we could help some people out. To this point, things are starting to roll pretty quick. We have a number of volunteers that have signed up that help us out. Our ultimate goal is to get a facility to help those folks out. And my adage is, it's always been a hand up, not a hand out. And we have partnered with a lot of different groups in Indianola and Warren County, from law enforcement to city, to the churches, to all the individual groups out there. And they have been very supportive and very helpful in helping us obtain our goal.
Well, talk a little bit about obtaining that facility. I know there's some grant applications going on, and it's kind of been a long process.
Yes, it has. We obtained our final 501c3 designation. We got the final paperwork, as a matter of fact, just about a month ago. And that was quite a process, getting that taken care of. So right now, you know, we are a non-charitable organization, so any monies that come in our way are fully tax deductible. We have several people that have a little bit of experience on this that are on the board and on volunteer basis also. So things are starting to fall into place, and our numbers, it's a good thing that they're calling and we're finding them, but it's too bad that we're in a position in our county and in our state that we have this much of a situation going on.
We'll talk a little bit about the situation going on. I guess as a resident, I don't always think of homeless being that much of a problem, but it is.
Yes, you're right. And, you know, people get in a situation where, you know, you'll see somebody walking and you go, oh, look at this guy, blah, blah, blah. Well, you know, those folks are just like you and me. They put their pants on one leg at a time. And some people just need a hand up sometimes. And I think a lot of us have all been in a situation where a little help comes in handy. Now, in this situation with the homeless folks and disadvantaged folks, is a little bit different. We ran into some cases where people actually, that is their lifestyle. And, you know, if that's what they choose to do, you know, it's not up to us to change their thinking. But there is other people that, by no fault of their own, have wound up in that situation because of health reasons, because of jobless reasons, several other things that, you know, we could always talk about if you had a question.
Well, what should people know about the homeless situation in Warren County that maybe they don't think about?
Well, you know, we do a thing through the state, and I was appointed to the State of Iowa Homeless Council last July, and I've learned an awfully lot about that. We do a thing called Point in Time every January. And we've done our second one this past January. And I had a couple of statistics here, and some of them are kind of wicked because it pertains to high school kids. And we focus on a situation with Heal House. We have outlets for folks with dependencies for drug and alcohol, but we do not do that now. We are focused mainly on the individual that is in that situation and the families, and we've ran into an awful lot of families that are needing help on that. The last point in time that we had, just for example, through the state of Iowa, after all the data was obtained in Warren County, we had five homeless students in Indianola. We had four Carlisle students reported as homeless. And in Norwalk, we had 21. Southeast Warren also had 5. So, you know, people don't realize sometimes what's really going on outside of their window. with that being said, being vigilant anymore. And that's one thing that we've stressed to a lot of people. If you see something, you can get on the website and scroll for Heel House of Iowa, and all of our phone numbers are on there. More information about Heel House is on there. And give us a call if you see something that just doesn't look right. Give us a call, please, because, you know, it could help somebody out.
Thanks to Joe Gazelle for joining us on today's program. You can find today's news 24 hours a day at KNIAKRLS.com.